This goes to Matthew, M-A-T-H-E-W, Flegel, F-L-E-G-E-L-P-A-C. It's two T's. I'm sorry. M-A-T-T-H-E-W, F-L-E-G-E-L-P-A-C, fax 989-828-6835. Regarding Tena, it's T-E, N like November, N like November, A, Welch, W-E-L-C-H. Date of birth 11-19 of 1956. Dear Mr. Flegel, this is a consultation for evaluation of Mrs. Welch, who has had elevated creatinine levels since she established care with you in October of 2024. She had not seen a doctor since her previous right total knee replacement in 2016. And at that time, creatinine levels were running between 0.9 and 0.8 when they were checked. So this was an increase from her baseline. Labs were rechecked first initially 10-9 of 24, creatinine 1.05. GFR was 58. 10-14 of 24, the GFR was 1.11. GFR 54. And 11-14 of 24, creatinine 1.12, GFR 54. She did have one more reading after the consult request was made. February 5th of 25, creatinine was back to her baseline, 0.96, greater than 60. So that had recovered. And she had stopped using aspirin, and the only medications she was taking, is taking now, are acetaminophen, 850 milligrams, she takes two daily as needed for pain, and vitamin D3, she takes 50,000 units once a week for vitamin D deficiency. And she has been, she had a long history of using oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for severe arthritis, especially in her knees. Currently, she has no complaints, no headaches or dizziness, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood, or melena, no constipation, no edema. She has had a remote history of kidney stones, two of them. She's not sure of the type, and both required lithotripsy to remove them by Dr. Samhan. So that was more than 10 years ago when that occurred. She does have osteoarthritis of the knees, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, vitamin D deficiency. Past surgical history, two lithotripsies for kidney stones, a right total knee replacement in 2016 and left total knee replacement in 2024. She had a tubal ligation and a right cyst ganglion cyst was removed. Social history, the patient does not smoke cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married and retired. Family history is significant for diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, cancer, and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to codeine and medications, acetaminophen, 850 milligram, 2 daily as needed for pain, vitamin D, 50,000 units once weekly. Physical exam, height 67 inches, weight 206 pounds. Pulse is 98, oxygen saturation 99% on room air. Blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff 134 over 70. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear. Uvula is midline. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, and no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites. No flank pain, no enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema. Sensation and motion are intact in the lower extremities. And labs, Most recent labs were done February 5th, 2025, and previously stated, creatinine was 0.96, greater than 60, so back to baseline. Calcium is 9.8, albumin 4.1, sodium 139, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 31. Liver enzymes are normal. And urinalysis was done 10-14 of 24, negative for blood, negative for protein. CBC was also done 10-14 of 24, hemoglobin 14.0, normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. One, history of elevated creatinine that is now returned to baseline, most likely secondary to longstanding oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. Since the creatinine has returned to baseline, we recommended that she follow up with you. Probably would be good to do labs about every 6 months at this point just to make sure there's no reoccurrence of elevated creatinine. We will place her on standby, so we won't schedule a follow-up appointment unless the creatinine increases again. If she needs to come back, just let us know and we will bring her back for follow-up. But we expect that she will remain at baseline if she avoids the oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.